Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to reverse and to address your health problems, whether it's a digestive problem, your chronic fatigue, autoimmune problems, low immunity, hormonal imbalances, and more, even hard to lose weight. You can find out more about me on the internet and also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about avoiding the afternoon slump. This show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Visit reviveactive.com for all-in-one super formulas to boost energy, immunity, heart health, cognitive function, and even beauty. This week, we're talking about avoiding the afternoon slump. If you feel tired in the afternoon, you're probably experiencing the afternoon slump. The brain's reward system tends to be at its most active in the morning and in the evening. And this could account for the energy dip that people feel in the afternoon. It's a very common thing. It's perfectly normal. Luckily, there's so much we can do about it. Nutrition, good supplements can put a spring back in your step. We're going to be talking with Wendy Hill. She is a Revive Active health expert and founder of Hill Start Nutrition and the Fab Female podcast series. Wendy Hill is a Revive Active health expert. She's a nutrigenomics practitioner, a public speaker, a yoga teacher, and a health coach with a wealth of experience in these fields. She delivers insightful presentations to groups on topics including health, longevity, and menopause. Additionally, Wendy hosts her own weekly podcast titled Fab Female Nutrition, offering valuable insights and practical tips to her audience. Her one-to-one group programs are designed to empower women to take control of their hormones, understand their body's needs, and make sustainable changes to their lifestyle. Wendy's overarching mission is to instill a sense of confidence and well-being in all women, helping them recognize that they deserve to feel amazing every day. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you, Dora.
It's so great to have you on my show on UK Health Radio. You come very highly recommended. You're the health expert at Revive Active, and we're talking about avoiding the afternoon slump. So I would say 99.9 people, unless they're kids maybe, I'm experiencing the afternoon slump in my experience from people that I'm seeing and friends and family and clients. But before we go on to discuss this topic, tell us about your story. How did you end up becoming a health expert, working in nutrigenomics, working in all these different things? You're also a yoga teacher. Tell us your story.
I call this my near life. So I feel very fortunate to have retrained as a nutritional therapist. I started my career in the building trade, would you believe? So family business. And I loved it for quite a long time, but it was really early starts. We had like trade counters that opened at 7:30 in the morning, and I'd sometimes have to drive an hour and a half to get to the nearest branch. So it was really early starts, late finishes. Basically, I got to sort of my early 40s and I was exhausted and didn't really realize why. I've always loved food and I loved to cook. And so if you'd have asked me then, I'd have said, no, I have a really, really healthy diet. You know, I like the odd glass of wine, lots of stress, but kind of quite manageable. And then it wasn't. And I didn't understand why. And I didn't understand anything about the things that I know now, and still kind of carried on doing the same things that I was doing. And it kind of came to a head, and I was lucky enough to kind of find an exit route. I honestly didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew that I needed to do something. So because I'd always loved food and I was always fascinated by the way kind of I knew food affected our health and well-being. I could kind of see it in my branch staff, in my managers, in meetings, I'm having meetings, and you could see the guys who are having, you know, lots of sugary foods, and you could see the kind of concentration kind of going, and also kind of mental health as well, and the kind of how well they were reacting to different situations. I know food has a play, but I don't know what it is. So while I'm deciding what else I'm going to do with my life, why don't I do a nutrition course? And that, we could say, was the start of this kind of monster that I've created, this wonderful, fabulous, I do love it. So I started a weight management course, realized that wasn't quite enough for me, found the CNM, the College of Naturopathic Medicine, And I did a biomedicine foundation, so learning all about cytology, genetics, you know, endocrine systems, really understanding actually how the body worked. And that was the start, as we say. More recently this year, I trained as a genetic nutritionist and a yoga teacher in the same year. So that was last year, 2023. And what I loved about that was really marrying the science with the holistic side of it. And that's really at the core of my training is really sort of saying, you know, we are an interconnected human being, and everything that we consume, whether it be food, whether it be lifestyle, you know, whether it be whatever's around us, what we're watching on TV, the people around us, this all has an impact on our health and well-being. And being able to marry the science with the lifestyle, for me, is key. I love learning, but what I love more is simplifying it and making it easy for other people to understand.
Also working as a health expert at Revive Active, how are you enjoying the job?
Oh, absolutely love it. I kind of found Revive Active about a year ago. I love their supplements. They're just so easy. And I love the idea of this kind of like the whole hero ingredient. So, you know, having kind of a multi, but with extra things that we need for me, for its food. Well, actually, it's lifestyle for me first. So thinking about lifestyle first, then thinking about food, and then thinking about how supplements can help us. And you know, supplements should really do something for us. They're meant to supplement our life and improve our life. And so for me, Revive Active have those real key ingredients that I can say to a client or for myself, I use them myself, and say, yeah, this is what's appropriate for me. I know this is what I need, and this is what it's going to give me. And then that's a great approach with supplementation.
We're talking about the afternoon slump this week. I see that very commonly in my clients and also my family. Even I get the afternoon slump. And this is all about energy, isn't it? Now, is energy just a physical trait, or should we also consider our mental energy?
I think the afternoon slump is very much mentally focused. It's not about being able to physically get up and do something. You need the motivation to be able to do it first. If the mind isn't in it, then the body isn't going to be willing. And though for me, mid-afternoon slump is very much about getting that motivation and getting that mental energy to be able to do physically or mentally whatever you need to be able to do.
So it all comes down to the energy for your brain is going to then give you those, probably the neurotransmitters to motivate your body to move.
Exactly. You know, we are very much, as human beings, we have this kind of mental energy and mental focus and that motivation. So things like, you know, dopamine, you know, we know that if we're going to do something we enjoy, for example, you know, we could talk about the dopamine hit when we've done an exercise. But if we don't have a little bit of dopamine in our brain to encourage us to do that, then we're not going to. And I think mid-afternoon, often it's very much work-focused, isn't it? Work-focused and concentration and being able to get tasks done, whether it's a task at home or for work, it's kind of being able to complete a task that we need to be done. And that mid-afternoon is when we become maybe a bit distracted, is perhaps a good way of describing that mid-afternoon slump. It's that lack of concentration, lack of motivation.
And I hope our listeners are getting something from this. I always used to think that that afternoon slump was just, oh, I'm just a bit tired. I never, before I was a nutritionist, I didn't really think about the hormones, the neurotransmitters, the dopamine hits that could actually get me motivated to do something and get on with my work and get that deadline finished and achieved. So it's a really important message to put out there. How does nutrition play a role in that? Because you mentioned that, you know, that mental energy is a contributor to getting more from your day. But how does nutrition come into this?
So I think we need to think about nutrition as fuel rather than food and calories. It's fuel. It contains raw ingredients that our body needs to convert. So energy, B vitamins particularly, are all B vitamins are associated with energy. So making sure that we're consuming foods that contain plenty of B vitamins, making sure we consume foods that are containing plenty of healthy fat. And often these things can be, food isn't just one thing. So when you take a supplement, you might say, well, I want some omega-3 or I want some B6 or some B9 or, and actually food often becomes beautifully packaged. So you might eat one item of food, but it's going to have lots of different ingredients in it. So for me, when I'm talking to clients, I encourage them to have a wide range of foods, a wide range of different foods, and trying to kind of tick off. So for me, there's four ingredients on a healthy plate. And if you can include these each time you eat, you quite sort of naturally, the food will be giving you lots of the vitamins and the minerals and the ingredients that you need to make those neurotransmitters, to make that energy. So for me, thinking about making sure you've got some protein, always start with protein. That's the essential building block. Then making sure you've got some color on your plate. So we get lots of energy from an antioxidant, so reducing inflammation, from colorful fruits and vegetables. So really important key part of our diet. Making sure you have some fiber, and then making sure you have some healthy fats. So omega-3, we know, is great for our neural health, great for our brain health, great for those neurotransmitters. So if we're thinking when we're eating, rather than thinking, how many calories are on that plate, you know, is actually, well, have I got those four things? Am I feeding my body the ingredients that it needs to keep me going all afternoon? And I see so often in clients where they perhaps are, you know, we're very much weight focused, aren't we? And I deal a lot with women in perimenopause, and weight is a huge issue. And we might be cutting back on our lunch, perhaps, not getting those ingredients we need, maybe having a salad, but not having the salad dressing. So not having the lovely omega-3 that we can get in olive oil, maybe scrimping on the protein because we think, oh, well, you know, I'll just have a small piece of chicken or a tiny little bit of fish, where we need lots of protein. And then suddenly we get to mid-afternoon, we get that crash of, you know, energy. We haven't got the energy. We can't concentrate. We're distracted. And the first thing we do is reach for caffeine and sugar. And it's just such a shame when we could have just, you know, souped up that lunch a little bit more, and we wouldn't need that. We wouldn't have that crash. We wouldn't need those stimulants, those artificial stimulants.
So you're saying basically by not feeding yourself the right foods, maybe at your lunch, enough protein and enough of those omega fats, the fiber, which keeps you going and bulks you up, and the colorful fruits and vegetables, that leaves you at a disadvantage later in the day. And that's why people often get that slump, and then they kind of reaching out for the things that are going to, you know, tear them down further. So the coffee, the sugar, to get a little boost. But really, if you'd actually looked after nutrition, you'd be much more balanced.
Exactly. I think preparation is key with energy. So preparing for that afternoon, rather than waiting for it to happen, if we can prepare for it, then we know we've got those ingredients. So absolutely. You know, things like salmon and trout are lovely sources of omega-3, great for our neural health, but they're also really high in B vitamins as well. That's what I mean. It's kind of, we can eat our way to much more health and energy just by consuming great variety.
Let's talk about mental energy. This is where we've started the interview, and that messaging around the body. Can you give us some indicators that their mental energy is lagging? So what would people be experiencing?
We're thinking about kind of like being distracted. So perhaps reading the same paragraph over and over again. Maybe, you know, I'm a bit of a kind of call it the black squirrel or something, where something else catches your attention. You can't have the focus, and something happens outside the window when you're looking at that rather than the screen. You're just kind of not having that focus that you need. Maybe if you're working from home, you might find yourself getting up, moving around, kind of finding other things to do. And this can, you know, this can be nutrient led as well. But I would also say really important to think about hydration. So one of the kind of first signs of being dehydrated is lack of focus. So it's really important to think, you know, do I need something to eat to boost my energy, or am I just a little bit dehydrated? Do I need a glass of water? But it's very much that fact, not being able to concentrate, being distracted, and being unable to complete those tasks. And if we're busy people and we've got meetings in the afternoon, we want to have that mental clarity, don't we? We want to be sharp at the end of the day. I find this a lot with my sort of perimenopausal clients, as they're saying, oh, you know, I have difficulty concentrating in the afternoon. I'm like, well, actually, you know, what are we, how are we preparing for that? Are we hydrated? Are we eating well at lunchtime? Are we getting those wonderful ingredients on the plate every day to fuel our body and our brain with what it needs?
Do you ever get any of your clients that come to you saying, oh, they're just coming home from work and they're so tired and zoned out that, you know, they've come home like it's 5:30 or 6 p.m. and they're just kind of zoning out in front of the TV in pajamas, like getting into the pajamas because they've got absolutely no energy at all.
Totally. It's such a common thing that we hear. And it's really sad because if we've used all our energy up for work, that's great. I love my job. So, you know, I love to kind of, use lots of energy and have a really full day. But if you're coming home and you're putting your pajamas on and not going out, we're missing out on so much life, aren't we? You know, there's lots of studies around how community can really support us. I mean, we talk about the blue zones quite often, and these are people who are living to the 80s, 90s, 100s without the chronic health conditions that we're seeing into the Western world. And community is one of the key things that they have, so a sense of belonging. So rather than coming home and vegging out in front of Netflix or whatever it might be, is going out and seeing people, and also cooking. Like I love to cook. I'm such a huge foodie. But if I'm really tired, if I've had that kind of poor afternoon, like that big slump, come home, change into pajamas, I don't want to cook. And then I might make bad decisions to maybe have a takeout or maybe have something, you know, that is less nutritiously kind of giving to my body. And it just creates that vicious cycle, doesn't it? Where we don't have the energy to cook, so we're not eating really well. Then we don't sleep too well. We wake up unrefreshed the next day. And we just have this horrible cycle, this ever-repeating cycle.
We're going to be talking a lot more about avoiding the afternoon slump with the right nutrition, right lifestyle, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my weekly show, Nutrition for Me. And I'm talking with Wendy Hill, Revive Active Health Expert. And we're talking about avoiding the afternoon slump. Now, we've been talking a lot about mental energy because this is often what's driving that afternoon slump, Wendy. And we talked about, you know, that messaging around the body and signs that somebody might be feeling like really mentally tired. So reading the same paragraph again and again, zoning out, just on the sofa watching Netflix, not going out after work because you're just too tired. You've got that kind of that lag. Why could this be? I mean, what are the reasons for this? Is it to do with busy schedules, doing too much?
Yeah, maybe there is. There is a little bit, I think, of that in the modern world, isn't it? You know, kind of overcommitting. Certainly I'm kind of a bit guilty of that, say yes to everything, but not all of it, I don't think, is down to that. I think some of it is maybe down to modern life and preparation. So when we're thinking about energy, particularly mental energy, I think we need to think, if we're thinking kind of energy afternoon and evening, we've almost got to go back to the previous night and think, how am I preparing myself and how am I sort of managing those energy levels? So getting enough sleep, it's absolutely vital, and really good quality sleep. And I hear from people all the time about them, you know, wanting to go to bed later because maybe they've had a busy day or not prioritizing that sleep really well. So one of my two top tips for getting better sleep would be, don't look at your mobile phone before you go to bed. Put it to bed at least an hour before you do. Mine goes in another room face down so I don't get tempted to just have a look and see if I've had a message before I go to bed, because that refires up our brain and we're not going to sleep. We need melatonin as our sleep hormone and cortisol is our wake hormone. And if we're reading our mobile and answering emails or WhatsApp messages late at night, that fires up cortisol because we are concentrating. We need to do something. So having that quieter time, leaving your phone out of the bedroom if you can, And the other one would be to get up in the morning. Don't snooze your alarm. You know what time you need to get up. Set your alarm for that time and get up. And then try and get some daylight as early as you can and some movement if possible. So it doesn't, I don't mean kind of going to the gym or doing a 10K run, just getting outside, you know, going for a walk. I've got a dog, so that really helps, going for a walk first thing in the morning, or just taking your first drink and getting outside. It's all about sort of balancing that circadian rhythm. And if we can get our hormones working well and get that wonderful balance, having cortisol in the morning when we wake up, the daylight tells us it's time to get up. That's that start of that energy boost. We're kind of getting the energy at the right time. I think modern life and kind of, you know, the lighting that we have, bright lights, phones, TVs and things, they're all affecting our natural rhythm and contributing a little bit to this afternoon slump and this kind of poor energy in the evening, because our body just isn't really sure what time of day is, what it's meant to be doing, because we're not following a nice gentle path.
Yeah, I think you're totally right, Wendy. I've looked a lot into blue light. The blue light, as you said, from those phones or from the laptop, from the TV, it affects our hormonal secretions within the brain, which will then affect our sleep and then the energy next day and our whole cycle, even your menstrual cycle. So it's really important to be in tune the rhythm of the day and not push past it, isn't it?
Exactly. Be kind to your body and understand when those cycles should be, but also learn to hack it a little bit and be kind to yourself. Be mindful of when those things are meant to happen and then naturally work with the rhythm. So don't have caffeine late at night. Don't have caffeine mid-afternoon because it's a stimulant. And then it's going to be in the body when you're trying to sleep. If you do want coffee, then maybe have it early in the morning when, you know, when you're most awake. So it's working with those cycles as well. I think food as well, you know, eating too late in the day. We really want, when we process food, our body temperature heats up. And when we sleep, we want a slightly cooler temperature. So if we're eating late at night, then we're not sleeping so well, then it all kind of becomes this real vicious cycle.
How is this season in particular affecting our mental energy, Wendy?
Well, we got, you know, the thing is vitamin D is really important for our immune function, for our energy levels. And lots of people do suffer with SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And that can be down to low levels of vitamin D. Getting outside in the summer months, like I suggested in the morning, that can really help top up our vitamin D levels. But actually, in the UK where we are, up until sort of March, really, we don't get the rays on at the right angle. So we can't naturally top up our vitamin D levels. Lots of people find, I think towards this time of year, particularly kind of like end of February, so that mid-March time, is when our vitamin D levels are going to be at the lowest if we're not supplementing. And this is often when our energy can be at the lowest. And it's dark and it's cold as well, isn't it? So we do want, you know, we do want to stay in a little bit more. And that's fine. But what we don't want to be doing is staying in because we don't have the energy. If it's a choice, you know, I quite love in the winter months to get the fire on and get a book and kind of sit and enjoy that. But I know on days when I can't be bothered to read, when I, you know, when I can't even be bothered to get a book out, I know that's the days when I'm kind of, I need to get over that and get out and meet people or go for a walk and do something to get that kind of motivation going again.
So Wendy, from the people that you work with in your work as a health expert, what are the groups that are most susceptible to that afternoon slump?
So I think if you're busy, anyone that's busy can find that they get that afternoon slump. Lots of meetings in the day can be really difficult. Mums particularly, I've got lots of clients who are mums. You know, they maybe have got up early with the kids, maybe had to get up in the middle of the night sometimes, and they can suffer with that afternoon slump. It's, you know, full on. And they're often, you know, I'm making a generalization here, but often busy mums don't prioritize their own nutrition. You know, I hear many times that it's like, well, I just grabbed something while I was feeding the kids. I had half a piece of toast because I was packing the school bags or whatever, and lunch had jobs to do. So I was out buying the food for the night or doing some jobs and I didn't have time to eat. So I just grabbed a biscuit. So it's that, you know, often people who are very busy that feel that they don't have time to eat or time to prioritize nutrition, should we say, they're the ones that can suffer in that with the afternoon slump. And then we're also thinking maybe about shift workers as well. This is really, it's really difficult because it really affects our circadian rhythm. So, you know, shift workers, as I said, you know, about going to bed at the same time, getting up, getting daylight, shift workers can't do that. And so often their hormonal balance won't be quite where it could be. It's not optimal. So the cortisol and melatonin is not enough in a nice natural balance. So they can often have issues with the mid-afternoon slump. And it's a real common sign for perimenopause. It's that kind of brain fog time. And it often comes in mid-afternoon. But again, I feel it's often linked to that, not prioritizing really good nutrition.
We talked about how people kind of reach out for the coffee and the sugar and those false stimulants. Maybe they're having fizzy drinks when they're feeling that lag effect, that afternoon slump. Obviously, they do work for a bit, don't they? But why don't they really work? And why isn't this a good prescription for our listeners today that are relying on coffee and cakes? I'm not saying all of listeners are doing that, but why isn't this something that you should be doing, even if you do get that initial boost?
Yeah, there's no getting away from it. You definitely get that initial boost. And our body, if our body is tired or if our brain is tired, our brain is one of the biggest consumers of energy in our body. So, you know, we're talking about tiredness, but, you know, the brain is going to be saying, I need energy. And our brain loves glucose for energy. So it knows sweet things are going to give us energy. So that's why we go searching for it. You know, we have to only go as far as foraging in the kitchen right now. But when we were hunter-gatherers, we'd go foraging for sweet things to give us that quick boost of energy. We call it the roller coaster, the glucose roller coaster. Because what happens is we get this big hit of glucose. Our body converts the sugar or the, you know, those processed foods, the chocolates, the biscuits, the cakes, converts it into glucose really quickly, and we release insulin. And it's a very fast process. So it's not as refined as what it is if we're eating like lovely kind of balanced meals. We get this big hit of insulin comes out. It gets all that glucose out of the blood, shuttles it away where it needs to be. But unfortunately, because we weren't being lovely and calm, we were kind of reacting to all the extra glucose. It sometimes does too good a job, and we actually get an energy slump again, because it shuttled that glucose away. So we go again in search of something that's going to give us that energy. And we just end up on this roller coaster. Whereas a better way to do it, if you are genuinely needing food mid-afternoon, and like I said, I would go back to that. Have you had enough lunch? Always think, did I actually eat enough lunch to power me through the afternoon? If it didn't, then tomorrow, let's have a better lunch. But today, for that energy levels, let's go for something, again, that is more complex. That every time you eat, I want you to think about those four ingredients. So you might like reach for a sugary snack, but can we balance that? So can we make sure we've got some protein, we've got some fiber, we've got some color, and we've got some healthy fat? So maybe, I'm not taking your biscuit off you, but maybe you have an apple and some nuts with it as well. And that will then give, it's much more complex, harder for your body to break down. We release the glucose slower, which means we release the insulin slower, which means we're going to have a lovely, calm energy release, and it's going to last much longer than making that meal more complex and thinking about it as a meal. Don't think about it as it's just a biscuit. If it's food, it's a meal.
Yeah, and we've got to move away from those little snacks, those little biscuits, those little chocolates that give us a little boost to something much more complex, as you mentioned, and therefore that's much kinder on the body and the blood sugar. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about how nutrition can assist that mental energy and the impacts of low mental energy. And we'll be talking about food ideas, nutrition, delving into the actual micronutrients, those nutrients that we need, and how we're going to get them into our body after a few messages from our commercial partners.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. And I'm speaking with Wendy Hill this week, Revive Active Health Expert. And for listeners today, there's a free supplement shaker worth £6 when you buy any Revive Active product. And you simply add the shaker to your basket and use the code UK Radio at the checkout to get that free supplement shaker worth £6. Now, Wendy, you're working with Revive Active. And also, you do your own work in your own business as well, Hill Start Nutrition. But as a health expert in Revive Active, tell us about the nutrition that we need to think about, the micronutrients, so vitamins, minerals, amino acids, etc., and that we need for that cognitive boost, for our dopamine levels, our serotonin, etc. What do we need to be looking out for in supplements?
So firstly, I would always say with energy, we're looking for B vitamins. So B vitamins all together just kind of do so much for our energy levels. So really key is making sure we get enough B vitamins, and that if we don't get enough in our diet, that we're including them in a supplement. Things like antioxidants as well. So we're thinking about when we're thinking about inflammation, we might not necessarily think about energy and brain health. But we know that inflammation just causes the body to be quite sluggish. So what we want to be thinking about is lovely antioxidants. So things like vitamin E, vitamin C, they're great for mopping up that kind of that damage that's been done. It's a really common thing that I see certainly in my practice, is reducing that inflammation, mopping up that damage can just free up so much energy and just make people feel lighter. It's amazing how it can just improve our overall feeling of well-being. And then thinking about the brain, like we said, you know, it's the biggest consumer of energy, and it's key with that mid-afternoon energy levels is omega-3. So omega-3 is an essential fatty acid. And we talk about omega-3 because that is the one that we tend to struggle with getting more in our diet. So we're thinking about sort of oily fish. So salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardine, herring, and trout. Not tuna. Everyone seems to think tuna is an oily fish, but it isn't. Omega-3, and that's really key. That DHA is really key for that brain function. Our brain is very fatty, and it's very susceptible to that inflammation that I talked about, that oxidative stress. So omega-3 is really wonderful at kind of, it's almost like, think about it like oiling your joints or oiling your car, the engine on the car. So omega-3 will help keep everything working really well. It's also great for sending messengers around the body as well. So we're constantly sending signals from our brain to our heart, even to our, you know, fingers and our toes. I'm moving my hands around as I'm saying that. So omega-3 really helps with those messages as well, and really helps with that kind of that wonderful brain health. And then we're kind of thinking about kind of food-wise. I would be thinking about food, tryptophan, for example. We talked about sleep, so melatonin, but tryptophan-rich foods are also help us produce serotonin. And serotonin is our feel-good hormone. So making sure we're including things like that in our diet is really kind of really helpful for just boosting mood and concentration. Because I think it's really key that they're very much intertwined. Is we can talk about energy levels and how we concentrate and how we feel, but if we don't feel good, if we don't have that positive attitude, then we're not going to have the mental clarity and the focus that we want.
I noticed on the Mastermind supplements from Revive Active, you've mixed in, it's amazing actually, and I don't see this, barely ever see this, B vitamins, and you've got omega-3s in there, and you've got choline. And you've got those antioxidants, the vitamin D and the zinc. And then also there's another one called uridine. What's that about? I think a lot of our listeners don't know what uridine is.
Yeah, so that's a really unusual one, isn't it? So this is, and I agree, this is why I love the Mastermind supplement and the Revive, is that they mix these beautiful kind of formulas that really do what we need them to do. So we talked a little bit earlier about dopamine. About how dopamine, you know, we get a dopamine hit from being with family, from exercise, but we need the dopamine for motivation to actually get us to do those things anyway. And uridine is really key in that kind of motivation, pleasure and satisfaction. So we're often, I think with the mastermind, we're kind of working on brain and nervous at the same time. So getting that brain kind of going, but the nervous system as well. And it's really key with, it's also very key with memory and mood and our kind of learning as well. So it's a really beautiful all-round supplement to just give us that little bit of focus and that little bit of sort of pleasure almost, that motivation and the desire to carry on, whether it's working or going out in the evening, but giving us that desire to carry on doing the things that bring us joy.
I love supplements. And I tell you what, Wendy, I would just really enjoy reading the boxes and seeing what and then the active levels. You've got really good levels in there of the different actives. So yeah, I think it's definitely a one to think about for that mental energy, for somebody that's feeling stressed out, feeling nervous, feeling anxious, wanting to feel calmer. What about, you know, your story? Do you take these Revive Active supplements as well? Or do you just rely on your diet and your exercise and yoga?
No, I wish, you know, if I had a perfect diet and a perfect working life and I actually did my yoga, you know, every single morning, every single night and a perfectly balanced diet. So maybe I wouldn't need them. But hey, I live in the real world just like you guys. And I am prone to overcommitting and I don't always eat absolutely brilliantly. And so I love the supplements. I really do. So the mastermind for me is one. If you probably laugh, if you kind of went in my handbags and my work bags and things, there's probably a packet of mastermind in almost every bag that I own. And it's kind of my go-to supplement if I've got a busy day. So I took it yesterday, for example. It was a Monday for me yesterday. We're recording this. It was a Monday. And I had arranged to go out with my friend after work. And I got to mid-afternoon and I'm like, why did I agree to go out on a Monday night? We were going to see a show together. It was lovely. I really enjoyed it. She bought it me for a Christmas present. And I was like, oh, just take a mastermind. So I took my mastermind and it's not like having coffee or anything. It's not going to give you like a super boost. I'm not going to go running around the block or anything. But it just gave me that little bit of energy. I didn't necessarily notice it, but what I didn't have is that slump. And that kind of real difficulty after I got home, after a busy day, that bit when you sit down in front of the telly, you're like, I can't be bothered to get changed. I don't want to go out. I was ready to go out. I was ready to enjoy my evening. And then when I got home, I went to bed and I went to sleep. And that's what I love about it, is it's just enough to just motivate me to do whatever it is that I need to do. If I've got a busy day on the podcast as well, I tend to take it sort of, I might take it a bit earlier in the day if I've got a lot of interviews on my podcast. I'll tend to sort of take the mastermind mid-morning or lunchtime. And again, it just gives me that bit of focus, keeps me the brain active enough to have those conversations. You know, when it's like, Dora, you need to, you know, be on the ball when you're interviewing people. And it just gives me that bit of energy that I need.
You had that show that you went to with your friend. So what time did you take your mastermind? And you can't take it too late in the day, can you?
No, I wouldn't recommend it taking it late. Everything's about preparation. So it wasn't like I got to 2 o'clock in the afternoon and thought, I don't want to go out. But I was already at that point of thinking, oh, I've got something in the diary this afternoon. Oh, God, yeah, why did I book that in? So I kind of have mine. I tend to have it mid-afternoon. And it is, perhaps it's just that psychological thing. You know, I've had my lunch. And then I'll be mid-afternoon. I'm like, I'll have a drink. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll have my mastermind in my kind of glass of water at sort of 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whenever that might be. But I wouldn't recommend taking it too late because of the B vitamins. So mid-morning, mid-afternoon. I think it's knowing your own body. When do you feel that slump? So if you kind of feel a bit like 4 o'clock is when you really struggle, then maybe mid-morning would be sensible. Whereas I knew I was going to struggle maybe 6 o'clock just before I was going out. So then I had it sort of just after lunch.
And for listeners today that want to try the Revive Active Mastermind, kind of have an idea of what time of day to take it. But what about regularity? Can it be taken on top of someone's usual morning supplements? Could it affect their sleep?
The only thing that's in there that might affect your sleep is the B vitamin. So like I said, I wouldn't recommend taking it later on. We never recommend taking a B supplement at night time. it's always one that we recommend sort of taking earlier in the day. So that's the only reason why. Yes, it could be taken in the morning. I don't tend to. You can take it every day. So if you're studying, for example, if you're a student, you're studying, or maybe you've got a big meeting that's going to last all day, you absolutely could take it in the morning, no problem at all. And you can take it every day. There's not a problem with taking it every day as well. I don't tend to. I tend to use it when I need it. But if you're got a, you know, if you've been every day, every working day is busy, then why not take it? There's no reason not to.
I guess this is the kind of thing I'd be taking when I've got a big deadline, when I've got exams coming up, the exam season, you know, people, I guess A-level kind of people will be into this, or university students. This would be fantastic for them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's when I would be doing it. Yeah, when you kind of revising, when you've got the exams, or if you've got a big day of lectures, would be perfect for that. It's just giving you that little bit of boost and that little bit of mental clarity and focus. And anytime you feel that you need it, is the day to take it.
It's good to be able to be flexible. I remember in the old days when I was at university, people used to buy these caffeine tablets, but it's all changed now. Things are much more sophisticated, which is good. So we've talked about your personal story of using Revive Active's Mastermind and how listeners should be taking it, whether they should take it regularly or just when they feel they need it, at the time to take it. Before the end of our show, let's just talk a bit more about those top tips to boost the energy. And maybe if you could incorporate a bit on gut health and how that's related to good mental energy, and how that could, you know, how supporting your gut could give us potentially a real cognitive boost.
Well, everything is connected to the gut, Dora, isn't it? Everything. So we make things like hormones like serotonin and melatonin in the gut. So really key for that. And remembering that 80% of the signal goes from our gut to our brain. So, you know, that old saying, trust your gut. Well, if your gut isn't working properly, can you trust your gut? It converts all of the food that we are eating into the nutrients that we need for those energy. So really thinking about gut health is absolutely key. Making sure that you are getting a really lovely balanced diet. What I call a balanced diet, and it's not what Dora might call a balanced diet, it's what works for you. So just sticking to those four things, making sure if you've got protein, you've got color, you've got fiber, you've got some healthy fats, then you can choose that to what works for you. Making sure you get enough sleep. So really thinking about, you know, that preparation is key, and being super hydrated. That's the other reason why I love the Mastermind is, you know, put it in a big glass of water, it encourages to be more hydrated. It's one of the key signs of losing that lack of focus and that lack of energy. It's simply being dehydrated. So soup up your water with a supplement as well. But really thinking about, for me, it's all about that preparation. And if you get to the point mid-afternoon when you're really struggling, then what didn't we do yesterday that we can do slightly better? Did I get good quality sleep? Have I eaten a good breakfast and a good lunch? Am I adequately hydrated? And how is my gut health? The gut is a little bit more complex, but when we're talking about things like fiber, one of the reasons why we include fiber is it feeds our gut bacteria. A good gut bacteria likes that fiber. So we're helping that healthy, natural microbiome, and the gut and the microbes are the things that break down that food for us and take all those little micronutrients that give us that wonderful energy.
I hope our listeners have been really motivated today about, you know, how to eat, which supplements can help them, when to take them, how to take them, the importance of hydration and gut health. There's just one little thing that we haven't talked about. We've just got a couple of minutes. So you focus a lot on a healthy lunch and hydration and the nutrition. But what about a breakfast? Could you give us a bit of an idea of a fantastic breakfast that would really get our brain going and sustain our mental energy?
Yes, absolutely. Would love to tell you that. I am a huge fan of eggs. So eggs are really, they're a really good source of choline. So we've got that in our Mastermind, but they're a great source of choline. They're a really lovely source of protein as well. So if we could have eggs for breakfast, That's a great option. Green leafy veg are the answer to everything. Well, green leafy veg and nuts and seeds are the answer to everything. Any nutrition question you ask me. So thinking about maybe eggs with some spinach or some broccoli, we could have an omelette. That would be a great way of sort of starting the day as well. And if that is too much for you, perhaps not everyone wants to be cooking kind of eggs in the morning, then going back to the whole tryptophan, which we mentioned earlier. So we're thinking about that for mood and for sleep as well. I really like oats. You just need to make sure when you're eating oats that you balance them out. So people say, I can't eat oats. Actually, you can. It's about what you put with them. So oats are a really great source of tryptophan. And then adding something like chia seeds, they're a really good source for the B vitamins. They're also really great for our omega-3 as well. So a really good source of omega-3. So great for our brain health. So adding some chia seeds to some oats and there'll be some berries, really high antioxidant, so reducing that inflammation. So that would be a really nice kind of breakfast as well. So it's kind of what do you have normally and what would work for you? Like I said, I'm a huge fan of eggs and I'll have omelets a couple of times a week for breakfast. But equally, if I'm in a bit of a rush, then maybe some overnight oats is a really, I love to kind of have a pot of overnight oats as my kind of emergency breakfast, which is just a case of soaking some oats in your liquid of choice. So for me, it would be a nut milk with some things like flax seeds, chia seeds, good source of omega-3 and some lovely berries. Frozen berries at this time of year are perfect.
Do you mix it up into a smoothie or do you eat it as a porridge?
I prefer a porridge. It's just personal preference. The fiber, if you have a smoothie, you're part digesting it, if you like, because you're blending it a little bit. But again, if you're on the go, it's all about what works for you, isn't it? So if you're on the go and you haven't got time to sit and eat your breakfast, then yeah, have a smoothie. But if you have got time, I would always say, you know, that it's better that you chew it than the machine's chewed it.
I love about adding a bit of almond powder or almonds to my porridge because it's a good form of tryptophan, good source of tryptophan. And as you mentioned, the tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin, which is very calming. Makes us feel good. So, you know, nutrition really is medicine, isn't it? I like to use it as medicine. And then I like to add in my supplements on top. And then I know that that foolproofs me for my day. Yeah, it's been a wonderful time speaking to you today. I've really enjoyed interviewing you on overcoming that afternoon slump, avoiding the afternoon slump. And I hope, listeners, that you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. For anybody that wants the free supplement shaker worth £6, you can get that when you buy any Revive Active product. You simply add the shaker to your basket and you use the code UK Radio at the checkout. And listeners, this show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand. Visit reviveactive.com for all-in-one super formulas to boost energy, immunity, heart health, cognitive function, and even beauty. And until next week, I look forward to presenting my next show. Until then, goodbye.